guys. The Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Adrian, will you please call roll?
Chair Tomko?
Here.
Vice Chair Bruschotta Cabrera?
Here.
Representative Botana?
Here.
Brannon? Buchanan?
Here.
Campbell?
Here.
Chambliss?
Here.
Clemens? Clemens? Fabricio?
Here.
McClure? Morales?
Present.
Ranking Member Umfroy?
Present.
Representative Roth?
Present.
Stevenson?
Present.
Tant? Representative Tant?
I'm here.
You have a quorum, ma'am.
A quorum being present, I want to welcome everyone to the Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee meeting, the meeting we have all been waiting for. Please make sure that cell phones and other communication devices are turned off or on silent mode. If members of the public are wishing to address the subcommittee, will you please fill out an appearance form and you can give it to Adrian and we'll know your interest in addressing the subcommittee. Members, today on the agenda, we have the chair's budget proposal for fiscal year 2022-2023. Included in your packet is a spreadsheet of the chair's proposed fiscal year 2022 through 2023 budget recommendations. Members, I'm going to go over some of the highlights of the budget. The subcommittee's overall proposed budget totals $5.1 billion in 9,026 positions. There is a 13.8% increase in funding compared to current fiscal year. Some of the highlights include Everglades restoration and protection of Florida's water resources at $1.2 billion, which includes the following issues. Everglades restoration at $442.5 million. Resilient Florida, $315.5 million, that provides 25 new FTE and $2.4 million for the Resilient Florida program. $270.9 million for projects included in the statewide flooding and sea level rise resilience plan, $20 million for Resilient Florida planning grants, $7.1 million for data collection and analysis, $5.5 million for the Florida Flood Hub for applied research and innovation, and $2.9 million for coastal resiliency. We have the wastewater grant program at $116 million, water projects totaling in $111.3 million, springs restoration at $50 million, targeted water quality improvements for total maximum daily loads at $50 million, alternative water supply at $50 million, the Biscayne Bay water quality improvements at $20 million, innovative technologies for harmful algae blooms at $15 million, red tide grants and research at $14.6 million, coral reef protection and restoration at $11 million, water quality enhancement and accountability at $10.8 million, drinking water and wastewater revolving loan programs totaling in $339.6 million, waste cleanup programs at $223.5 million, state park improvements totaling in $185.2 million, which provides $131 million to fully fund the backlog of maintenance and repair projects in state parks. $45 million for state park beach projects, $6.7 million for the Billy Joe Risch Park, and $2 million for projects for coastal and aquatic managed areas. We have the Florida Forever program at $100 million, beach restoration at $50 million, the Florida Keys area of critical state concern at $20 million, wildfire suppression equipment and land management activities at $17.8 million. citrus greening response totaling in $16.2 million, manatee rescue and mortality response at $13.8 million. This provides the funds and 12 new FTE for research, monitoring, rescue, and response to manatee issues, including $8.3 million to enhance and expand the network of specialized acute care facilities to treat injured and distressed manatees. We have the derelict vessel removal program at $8.2 million, and this provides funds to remove the current backlog of derelict vessels. Concealed weapon licensing at $5.7 million. Firefighting aircraft at $5.2 million. Firefighter pay increase at $2.1 million. Members, also included in your packet is a list of all of the water projects that are recommended for funding. Each of these water projects was submitted as an appropriations project request and had a bill filed. Each appropriation project bill was heard in our subcommittee and was reported favorably. You will see the House bill number, the project title, and the amount for each project in this list. The total amount for all of the water projects was $111.3 million. Members, please take time to review the detail spreadsheet, and if you have any questions, please let me know. This concludes our committee agenda. Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, Representative Stevenson moves we rise, and without objection, the meeting is adjourned.